Hello.
Hey, Dimitri. Thank you for that. I appreciate it. All right. And then I'm building your calendar appointment here. And then I'll send that to you, which I guess you may not be able to check on that until later, which is fine.
No.
But I do need to build it here real quick. What is that date? That is the 24th. And then make sure I've got that right. At noon central. Okay, that looks good. And I think what I'll do too, when we're all finished, is I'll probably text you again, just kind of a little to-do list, like check this email, do that with the other email. Of all the things I'm sending you, there are only a couple of items that'll be, so to speak, homework. But we'll have to make sure we get those. Okay. For what it's worth, if it makes it to you, I've got an email on the way to you, and that's your calendar appointment to your reservation for your onboarding call. And we can collect that later. And I'm going to make a note. Let's see. Okay. And then I'm also going to text you. This is just informational, but so you know it's on the way, and I've labeled it. It's information on how the call tracking works if you care to look it up. If you don't even worry about it. That one's on its way. I am required to send it to you, though. And then, Dimitri, we've got something. It's our Splash app. It was rolled out a few months ago, so it's relatively new. It's an app that you would download on your existing cell phone from the Play Store. And the app itself would have a phone number attached to it that's unique to you, but also local to you. And so what some of our clients use it for is they'll use the app's phone number as their business number so that it keeps business and personal separate. Is that something you'd be interested in?
Is there a charge for that?
No, sir.
Sure.
Okay. So I'm going to send you another text. This one, because it's technically still in beta, it's actually coming out of beta, but because it's a separate department, they ask everybody to fill out an application just so they've got all of the info that they need. So that's the application that's on the way. Let me make a couple more notes here. Okay. And then for us to contact you, Dimitri, do you prefer phone, text, or email?
Email would be the best.
Okay. All right. And then what do you want to show for your hours of operation? Oh, and actually, you know what? I could probably grab them.
8 to 5.
8 to 5. And that's Monday through Friday, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And then on your new website, do you want payment integration? So there's no charge for us to set it up, but if you use like Zelle or Cash App or, PayPal, I think Venmo, there are about 6 or 8 that we support. Is that something that you want on there?
Yes.
So, okay. I thought so. All right. And then let me get over to another screen, and we're going to set up your security question and answer. So we started doing this because there are so many scams and scammers out there. And so, for example, once we get you listed out to all of the directories, a couple of them are notorious for calling you and saying, in order for your website to blah, blah, whatever, I don't know what their lie is. you need to subscribe and you need to pay, blah, blah, blah. And it's easy for them to sound like it's us, and it's not. We won't come back asking you for more money. So we set up a security question answer system. So if you get a call like that, I would recommend asking them your security question. And okay. If they can't answer it, it's not us. And then also know that whatever they tell you, you need to subscribe for or whatever, obviously you're welcome to accept or decline freely. It's a free country. But just know that you can accept or decline either way, and neither option is going to affect the work that we're doing in any way, shape, or form. And the reason for that long explanation, I actually had a client a few weeks ago. He was about 3 weeks into working with us, and he called me. He said, "Gail, your people keep calling and asking me for more money." I said, "Tony, that's not us. What'd you do? What'd you sign up for?" He said, "Well, they told me that I needed this for my website to, I don't remember now." And I said, "No, that's not us." So just always ask. So security question options. We've got mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or first pet's name. Which would you rather?
City I was born in.
Okay. And that would be?
Chicago.
Okay. Got it. So anytime I would, you know, honestly, even if you get a call from somebody who says, "Hey, this is Sasha from Local Splash. I need to talk to you about your billing." I would ask her the security question. Even if you are pretty sure it's us, I'd still ask, just to be sure.
Okay.
You just can't be too sure these days.
So, Gail, I'm just curious about
yeah.
it, and maybe you can help me with this. Maybe you can't.
Sure.
Is there
I'll
any
try.
Way I could just turn you guys over to Broadleaf and you guys query all this information that you need instead of me being a third party to it?
Possibly. I'm not sure, but I'm going to put, so what I'm compiling right now is information for your tech. I'm going to put a big old bold note in here. Can we contact Broadleaf to get Dimitri's info transferred over? Okay, I got a big note in there for them, and I'm going to leave that one for your technician because I don't know the answer. It maybe I know I've been amazed at how much we do and what lengths we go to as a company to help our clients. So I'm not going to say no, because it is entirely possible that our
so
head of tech will
do. If not, if I could just get basically a checklist of what I need to know before I cancel
sure.
with these guys, because obviously at this point, I'm going to probably cancel with these guys.
You got,
so,
I don't blame you.
But I don't want to cancel before I have all the information, you know, otherwise,
yeah.
basically.
Yeah, they shut everything. If you, yeah, you don't want them locking you out of it or anything.
Right.
Okay, perfect. So I've got a note. I added a note if they could give you a checklist of what you need also. All right. And then, Dimitri, on the card you're using, does the company name appear also or just your name?
Company name also.
All right. And then is that Master, if I could talk, Master, Visa, Amex, or Discover?
It's a MasterCard.
Okay. Oh, I should have asked you too. Does your billing for that credit card go to the one East Erie Street address?
Yes, it does.
Okay, perfect. All right, and I am ready for those digits when you are, Dimitri.
Okay, give me 1 second because I'm actually driving.
Oh, gosh. Don't wreck.
No. That would not be good.
No, it wouldn't.
Okay. 5348.
5348.
7000.
Whoops. Got it.
0245.
Okay.
I'm sorry. One last thing. Where are you guys located?
We're based in Southern California, Fountain Valley, but in all transparency, I do work remotely from home, and I live in Colorado.
Okay. Well, awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
That sounds good. I kind of, you know, that's the wave of the future anywhere, I suppose.
Okay. It really is.
Last 4 digits, 3046.
Okay. And what's that expiration, please?
0326.
Okay. And the security code, please.
554.
Got it. Let me update that. Okay. Oh, I've got a comma in the address and it doesn't like it. Let's see if it'll do that. No. Okay. Doesn't like the dash for the suite number. There we go. Now it liked it. It's funny. It doesn't, I don't know why it so where it lists the suite number, it didn't like it. I fixed it. Give that a minute to think. Okay. So you are going to have 2 more emails coming to you. Only one of them will need to deal with, but I'm going to send you a text after we hang up with the names of the emails and what you need to do on each one. So one of them is, it'll be a copy of your invoice, and in there is it's a click to accept button. It's terms and conditions. And I have to read them to you anyway, so I'll go ahead and read them to you now so we get that part out of the way. Then all you'll have left to deal with are the little bit of emails, and I'll text you what you need there. Sound good for now?
Yes, it does.
All right. So the voice verification is required of us as Google Premier Channel partners, and it outlines the services that we're going to provide to you. It is recorded and attached to your file as an added form of protection for you. So in order to ensure the accuracy of your order and for the sake of the recording, please state the full name of the business as it should read on the first page of Google.
Okay, the letter D, the letter E, M-I-L-L-E-R, tech, at live. I'm sorry, could you ask that question again now? I'm sorry.
You bet. Please state the full name of the business as it should read on the first page of Google.
Okay. The letter D, the letter E, M-I-L-L-E-R-T-E-C-H, LLC.
Thank you. And please state your name and title within the business.
Dimitri Miller. Co-owner.
And are you authorized to enter into this non-binding agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes, I am.
And are you the authorized user on, wow, must be end of day, I can't talk anymore. Are you the authorized user on the billing of this account?
Yes, I am.
In order to ensure the accuracy of your order and to get the best results, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive within 24 business hours to communications coming from Local Splash?
24 hours, probably more like 48.
Okay, fair enough. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your non-binding agreement? So everybody hesitates there. It's kind of a funky question. Really, so all it means is if you add like other social medias, like some people are using TikTok now for business, just to let us know so we can put it into the programming. That's all it is.
Okay, yes.
All right.
I probably will not ever be doing that, but...
I didn't figure.
I'll probably hire you guys to do something like that, but I will never do something like that.
You got it. Your payment for the initial term and account setup were charged on today's date, October 20th, 2022, in the discounted non-refundable amount of $248, the breakout of which is $149 for your first month and a one-time only $99 setup fee. Going forward, beginning next month, November 20th, 2022, your flat monthly rate is $149, to which there are no additional taxes, click fees, call fees, or charges of any kind. This is a recurring payment that will take place again on the 20th of each month. Should you choose to pause or discontinue for any reason, you may do so by contacting client support 3 days prior to the billing date. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Awesome. Thank you. And let me do one more skim. I think we've got everything we need except for those couple little items that I'm going to text you from the emails that I hope are waiting for you. Also, if you don't have emails, let me know and we'll figure out what's going on and where they're at. Hopefully they show up on your computer.
Okay, I tell you what, just for the fun of it, I prefer to use my business, but I am going to give you my personal email.
Okay.
If it is being filtered, but
okay.
D-I-M-I.
Okay.
D-I-M-I-T-R-I. M-I-L-L-E-R at hotmail.com.
So let me do that, and I'll send these emails to you, and then I'll switch it back to your other email address, your business address. That way, it's not in there permanently.
Okay,
first one is on the way, and let me get that one adjusted back so it shows your discounts in there. Okay, all right, number two is on the way. Let's see here. You need a couple of other ones. Let me grab those. Perfect.
Okay. It came right through.
So awesome.
I thought about it because it's a business email address. I don't
know
if they are blocking a lot. I have a lot of whatever comes with the Microsoft package.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Okay. All right. And I am
It's a weird thing. Like, if there's no, like, subject line, it will
block. Right. Oh, gotcha.
And if it's unknown, it will also block. It won't even allow it to come in. Basically.
Okay. Let me see here.
Okay. But I got you right away here, Gail.
Awesome. Do you want?
I'm sorry.
But not a car key, but a bus key.
A bus key. Okay. right.
Yep.
I just didn't want to mangle your name.
No worries. No worries. It wouldn't have offended me anyway. It's one of those ones that it looks like it ought to be simple, but there are different pronunciations of it.
Yeah.
Let's go ahead and handle those emails since you're getting them. So the first one, I'm working on getting the other one that you need yet. The first one we need to handle is local splash initial invoice.
Okay.
And if you open that one up, it's a calendar appointment. And there should be a yes, no, maybe option. If you'd hit that yes, that would be awesome. And I've got my fingers crossed.
Okay, I have. Let's see. Thank you for choosing local. Okay, it actually showed up in my calendar.
Oh, awesome. So let me see if I got the update on this.
Oh, I see where it says a stop.
Yep.
Okay, so I just hit a stop.
Perfect. Okay, and then, let's see. Was there a checkbox, and has it asked you to type your name yet?
No.
Okay. You hit the click to accept, right?
Yes, I hit the click to accept.
Okay, so it should open up a web page for you. There's a bunch of text on it.
My webpage is set up. Okay, so let me.
Is it cooperating?
Go on. I'm trying to get back to where I was at. And that will be this Monday, right? Okay, so
where are you at?
Hit this stuff just the bottom.
Okay, perfect.
You've been invited and by you. I see phone numbers. This is my phone number.
Okay.
I see this ICS. My ICS.
That doesn't sound right. Let me try something else. Let me find that. I am going to text you the exact link that you need and make it super easy because there we go. That'll be easier for you. Okay, I just sent you a link by text. If you open that up, just click on the link, and then it should open a page with a bunch of text on it. It's
local / terms of experience.
Perfect. So that's what I just read to you. So if you scroll all the way to the bottom, there's a little checkbox down there, and it'll ask you to type your name. It'll want capitals, so it basically as it appears right there. So capitals, middle initial. So far, so good.
Yeah. Right.
Awesome.
Confirm. Okay. So.
All right.
Went to a login screen.
Perfect. So that login screen is actually where you're going to log in to our system so you can see your clicks and calls, and they'll get that login and password. It'll be a temporary password, but they'll get that to you Monday during your onboarding call. perfect. I'm glad we got that taken care of. And then the other one that we need to handle right now, let's see, that one is, so this will be an email. Unfortunately, I don't think this one will send by text, but I did also send it to your Hotmail. And the subject line is local splash CIE for the subject. And that's just a calendar appointment.
Okay.
Did it make it to you?
Let me check.
Did you find it? Awesome. Got it. Perfect. All right. We're all set, Dimitri. The only thing that...
I see the splash page.
Okay. Awesome.
I see the other email. It says, yourself, Google and Facebook marketing.
Yep. Perfect. I'm glad you got those. And then the only thing that I'm missing that I couldn't find was your Facebook page. Not really a big deal since we're not doing anything with your Facebook for now. So I'm not going to worry about it. If you think of it and you can find, if you can find the link to your Facebook page and text it to me, that would be awesome. But like I said, if not, I'm not going to worry. Well, actually, they will want it because we need to tie it into your GDP and your website. Okay, so we will need it at some point.
Okay, so I'm gonna ask these guys for it at this point. I'll see if I can get that information. Hopefully I can get that by the end of this week, beginning of next week, hopefully.
You got it. That sounds good. And I'll send you a text to send a link to your Facebook page to us. Thank you. All right. There that one goes. Hey, you're all set, Dimitri. Congratulations. I'm glad we are able to help you out. Get everything finally moving for you.
Right.
All right, and let me know. Go ahead.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, let me know if you need anything, if you're not getting the help you need. I'm always here to help, okay?
All right, I appreciate that, Joe.
No problem. You have a good night, and we'll talk to you soon, Dimitri.
Yes, indeed.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.
Dimitri. And-